And bring in now our business editor, Charles Pellegrin, for more on the economic impact to the political uncertainty piling up here in France, Charles.
Mm-hmm. The first immediate consequence of the country once again not having a government after Prime Minister Le Cornu resigned on Monday is that it puts in jeopardy any of the advances or little advances that have been made during talks over the 2026 budget, thereby kicking the can down the road when it comes to restoring France's public finances with its runaway debt and deficit. So businesses don't know what taxes will look like next year and aren't in a position to drive investments or make new hires, for instance. French stocks fell on the news yesterday, down 1.4% at the close on Monday, and this Tuesday are steadying at the open, as you can see there, even if still trading slightly lower, down 0.04%. The French healthcare and banking sector among the worst performing sectors this Tuesday morning. The CAC 40, as a reminder, bringing together the shares of France's 40 most valuable publicly traded companies. But let's get a different perspective now on the turmoil in France with Antonio Fatas. He's a professor of economics at INSEAD and an expert in macroeconomic policy. Thank you for being with us. We've been talking ad nauseum about France's public finances and its inability for its political forces to find a compromise to restore those finances. But this isn't purely a French problem. There's a wider trend at work here internationally.
I think that's correct, and I think France is unlucky of being in a more difficult situation, partly because of the political situation. But if you look at economic numbers, if you look at sort of budgets, debt, deficits in many European countries, the pressure is very similar. Many governments are struggling dealing with budgets, are struggling containing the debt. And what France faces over the years ahead, it is not much worse than other countries face. It just happens to be that as we speak, October 2025, the political situation is such that it makes it more of a visible crisis in France than in other countries.
Looking at France specifically, though, are there any particularities related to France that make it a harder nut to crack, so to say?
I mean, I think in France, you have a couple of things that are different and more of a challenge. France has a very large government, which means also France has a very large tax base or tax revenues as a percentage of GDP. So any attempt to reform a large government is hard. Any attempt to find new tax revenues is hard when the country is fairly taxed compared to other countries. So some of these political decisions are harder in France than in other countries. In addition, some of the challenges that all countries face and they need to address, like, for example, dealing with pensions, clearly have a political debate in France, which seems to be stronger. There's more of a roadblock and there's sort of very different opinions in France. Some people feel that pensions, sort of retirement age should be extended. Some people feel that retirement age should be even lower than what it is today. So I think the fact that around some themes, there is less of a consensus in France, I think that makes the political conversations much harder and the difficult economic decisions that all countries in Europe have to face might be more complicated here in France.
This may be beyond your purview, but do you see a path forward for any agreement on a budget in France? And what would that look like?
I mean, there's going to have to be a compromise, whether it's now, whether it's after an election, there has to be a compromise because obviously France is not going to fail. Europe will not let France fail and France will not let their own country fail. The question is what type of crisis, what type of realization that something needs to be done is going to bring together enough parties to form government. Is it enough what just happened in the last 24 hours, 48 hours, where maybe there is a consciousness that something needs to be done? I'm not sure. I think it might be that it's going to take maybe elections to get to some parties, and it will depend on the results of the election, to realize that a compromise is needed to move forward.
A wealth tax is on the books, considering the political makeup in France right now. In your opinion, what would that tax look like in order to be the most efficient it can be?
I mean, the wealth tax are complicated. I think that these are interesting tools that should be explored. Maybe there are ways to find revenues out of a wealth tax. Again, there's already a partial wealth tax in France and the wealth tax in other countries. I think the details are important, but to me, the big issue that France faces is can the political parties find a compromise around such a policy, which is very, very divisive, because obviously the left needs that. They need that to be able to justify satisfy the voters and agreement with other parties to form government. Anyone else on the right probably is not going to accept anything that looks like the wealth tax that is being discussed. So the question is, can one do something which is around the concept of a wealth tax, which is less aggressive than the proposals that so far have been put in the table? It is not easy. I think this is such a hard topic where everyone has really, really very strong opinions.
Well, Antonio Fatas, professor of economics at INSEAD, thanks for answering our hard questions and this very difficult situation that France finds itself in.
Indeed. Well put, those difficult questions. Charles Pellegrin, our business editor on France 24.